The Ketchikan shipyard had a reputation in the 1980s and 90s as a giant money pit. The state spent millions to build it, and critics complained it couldn't do cost-effective repairs. Operators lost money, the yard closed for 2 years. Then, with big infusions of state and federal cash, along with local support, the yard got going again. It now provides 200 year-round jobs and is building two major new ferries for the Alaska Marine Highway System. Today, shipyard executive Doug Ward spoke at a U.S. Senate hearing about what he hopes will be the yard's new reputation as a model of workforce development for modern manufacturing. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Forget the grease-stained coveralls. When Ward describes the workers at the Ketchikan shipyard, he talks about multi-skilled employees who are furthering their education.
It is no longer a dirty, grubby job. Almost every production phase in the shipyard has become so technically advanced that it takes a minimum of the equivalent of a two-year associate degree to become a productive entry-level worker.
Ward says the yard has partnerships with high schools, colleges, and tribal organizations to develop a talent pipeline and educate its workers. He says it takes investment from all sectors, public, private, and philanthropic, to build a globally competitive workforce. And Ward says the workers' education should continue on-site to suit the workers' needs and the evolving demands.
I think those of us that have respect for the frontline worker and begin to treat the frontline worker as a fixed asset with a 30-year lifespan, and if we as society can provide the educational tools and training tools for them to take advantage of the technology that we have available, that we will be back certainly in the shipbuilding world as competitive as any nation in the world.
Ward was on a panel to discuss advanced manufacturing, along with a Boeing executive and the president of the Council on Competitiveness. They clearly won over Senator Al Franken, a Minnesota Democrat.
This is unbelievable what you guys are doing, and this is makes me an optimist.
Disbelief certainly plagued the Ketchikan shipyard for years. But now the yard is building two big state ferries, thanks to a $100 million non-competitive award. They will be the largest ships ever built in Alaska. Senator Lisa Murkowski acknowledged her pride for Ketchikan.
If you were to have told people in the Ketchikan area that in our little shipyard we would be taking on building the Alaska-class ferry project, if you had made this statement some 20 years ago, they would have said, that's pie in the sky. We can't build ships like that. That all happens down south. And we've changed that dynamic.
The yard is owned by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority and operated by Vigor, a for-profit company in the Pacific Northwest. The Ketchikan operation has benefited from substantial public investment both to create the shipyard and to develop the workforce. Ward says shifting from ship repair to ship building was key to the yard's stability.
Ship repair is very uncertain. You never know what you're going to find when you begin opening and inspecting systems on a ship. Compared to ship building, where you have a complete set of plans drawn out in detail, and you have time to develop a build strategy and put that plan into effect. It's much more organized than ship repair.
Ward says the ferry project is about 25% complete, and they expect to deliver the first ship in 2018. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.